This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To you from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, being happy to have my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jennifer Horn. I think it was twice I said Jennifer, right? And Kara to get in. Yes, that's very nice. All right, thankful I am. I'm going to do my Yoda impression. Thankful I am for the people who are here. The United States government, well, I guess I would ask for clarification here. How many people think the Federal Reserve is part of the United States government? Raise your hands, please.
Well, it's part of the government, but...
Is it? Or isn't it?
Or is, yeah,
how is it? How is it a part of the government? This is a basic test of how government works. Does the Federal Reserve belong to, or is it a participant in our government? The answer is... No, it is not. So how come the president gets to appoint the chairman of the Federal Reserve? How come the Federal Reserve has so much sway and or control over money policy? Remember it said, it was a couple of weeks ago, they're going to raise interest rates again. They raised them once when there was a good jobs report. Was it earlier in the year, right? Went up a quarter of a point, was at zero, went to a quarter of a point, and then... People stopped buying houses and cars, and so now the economy news is lousy. Just after a quarter of a point increase. That shows you how shaky the economy is. All the politicians on both sides say, oh, things are great, things are wonderful, thank us. Things are not great, things are not wonderful, things are bad. But in relative terms to what it was like in 2008, things are much better.
Part of the reason, I mean, okay, we always say, the reason that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are doing so well, both of them are running on an economic message, and both of them haven't had much to do with the past 8 or 16 years of economic troubles and recovery, and it means something, you know, that you can't have people that are part of the problem, a la Hillary Clinton, go, we'll continue to fix it, because they were part of the problem.
Oh, yeah,
you have
outsider
guys who go, people jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Janet Yellen, who runs the Fed, gave a speech yesterday in which she did not repeat her past remarks about an interest rate coming up in the next couple of months. I'm going to bet there's going to be another increase for the rest of the year because the economy is shaky at best.
But isn't it always traditionally shaky right in an election year, especially as you get closer, right?
Yes, it is.
People are nervous which way the country's going to go or whatever.
Investments are kind of screwy sometimes. People are buying. I will tell you something. The housing market is as hot as a firecracker. It is very hot everywhere.
For buyers or sellers?
For buyers. Well, no, for sellers, not for buyers. No, this is a seller's market. The prices have gone back up again to where they were. There aren't enough houses. I know where I am. There's a housing boom because there are not enough houses to the pressure on especially younger families buying first-time homes, new construction, that kind of stuff. There's tremendous need for that. And that's why there are a lot of apartment buildings going up here and there, depending on what community you're in. This is a very interesting reality. What I don't understand is why there's so many cars selling. Cars, people now have managed to satisfy their desire for a new car or their need for a new car. So I don't get why so many new cars are being sold, Frank. And there's a twofold concern of mine. Number one, people going into debt for more expensive cars. And two, we have no room for them on the highway. Have you noticed? Pretty much everywhere you go, there's a traffic jam, no matter what part of day or night you travel. There's a traffic jam everywhere, going every place.
You know, I think part of the reason for the new cars boom, at least in my social circle, is everybody says, well, I have to save money on gas. So they think that by getting rid of their old, you know, their older clunkers or their older model cars, if they get something new, they're going to be saving gas money.
Well, maybe they are to a point, but it doesn't.
If you get a Tesla or a hybrid, maybe.
Well,
I have a friend who mail ordered a Tesla who's waiting for that next round to come out, the cheaper model of the Tesla. Yeah.
So how does that work? They just send a credit card payment in?
You put a $1,000 deposit down.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's all they're.
That's it.
$1,000.
Yep, that's it.
Wow. That's an easy way. And the easy financing, too?
I'm not sure how the financing works.
I think I've read on Tesla's website that they do everything. There's no bargaining, and it's just the price is the price.
Right, the price is
and
the price.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. There's. Yeah. It's not like a used car lot kind of thing.
Well, but I think they have financing, whether it's through
their own
set up with a bank, or is it set up with Elon Musk and all of his dough? I think it's probably the latter of the two. Now, one more thing that I find very interesting. The number of people who are saving money, so they think, and I'm asking this because I don't know the answer, there's a new company, or there are new companies that are renting work wardrobes. There's what's called the Ms. Collection.
Mm-hmm.
This is, are you familiar with this? The
Mm-mm.
women and men who are trying to stay in style. So they go into a store and they choose four or five items based on the profile. There is somebody that works with them. It's a company in Los Angeles called the Ms. Collection, Jennifer.
I haven't heard of Ms., but I've heard of a couple of other online sources where you go online, you take a survey, you put in either your measurements or your size, and then they send you like three or four outfits at a time for, let's say, $50 a month or whatever the price is.
Right.
And you wear them until you think you're sick of them, and then you send them back and they send you three or four more outfits.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool, especially, I mean, I have friends who've gotten jobs on Wall Street, and the first thing they have to do is drop what would be the equivalent of their first paycheck on an appropriate wardrobe.
On nice clothes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even just suits and stuff, even Ann Taylor, like nothing, you know, nothing crazy, but it's still a different wardrobe. It's a completely different look that you have to abide
by.
So
what do you do? Who wants to, is there a market, apparently there must be, for secondhand clothing like this? And there must be some way that there, I'm trying to figure out the economics of this. When you, there's a lot of markup in much of clothing, not all of it, but a lot of clothing is based on Keystone. So it's like, I suppose, leasing a car. You are charged on the lease for the list price of the car. Mm-hmm. So what you're renting here is based on the cost of the product new. Now, I know a new fashionable woman's dress would cost, what, $300, $400, $500, $600?
Depending on the designer.
The one I buy.
No.
Well, I don't know about this, the work wardrobe, but I use a service, and I'm pretty sure they're out in L.A., too, called Rent the Runway. Have you heard of them, Jim?
Yes.
I've used Rent the Runway, God, a million times for different events, weddings, whatever, because it's you're in and out. You've got a fabulous dress for the weekend. You take it back. They do the dry cleaning, and you haven't. And you know, for $80 to $150 for the weekend, you've had a $600 or $700 dress on, and you look great. And then it goes back to the shop.
I just Googled them. It costs $139 for an unlimited monthly subscription of three items. At a time, insurance included free shipping.
And they do the dry cleaning with these online
jackets,
services.
Jackets, shirts, tops, that kind of stuff. This is Rent the Runway. Yeah, what'd you say, Jen?
I said the important thing is, like, with these online services, like Victoria mentioned, is if you get the three or four outfits that you wear for the week or for the month and then you send them back, you don't have to clean them yourself. You just send them back dirty. They send you new clean stuff, and they do all the cleaning, which is also an added level of security because I'd rather have the company clean than trust someone's other personal.
So these are mostly for women. I see five companies that I quickly went to. The Ms. Collection, the Tote, T-O-T-E. Rent the Runway, Gwynny B, and Armarium.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all different sizes. Armarium is for smaller women, and Gwynny B is for bigger women. That's a company based in Long Island, Victoria.
I have not heard of that one, but that
Long
sounds
Island.
Great.
They have 190 different brands. been in business for 5 years. They normally keep 4,000 to 5,000 items on hand. It's got to be...
Yeah, Rent the Runway started this whole trend, and Bag Borrow or Steal is another company that you can rent a Chanel bag for the weekend or for an event, and it's a subscription, so you get a different bag every 2 weeks, and which, to me, the bag thing doesn't make sense, because, like, oh, Jennifer, what happened to that fabulous Fendi that you had last week?
Right.
You know?
Did I borrow that?
Yeah. But the Rent the Runway has definitely started a new business model, and it's working. They've actually opened up stores now where you can go in and try on the dress, and you walk right out the store with it, and it's yours for the weekend.
I'm amazed. I have not paid much attention to this. Meredith and I were talking about the cost of her daughter got married a couple of weeks ago, and the dresses that she bought to be in the wedding. Then we had a party. My sister's daughter got married, and she went and bought a dress for that. All the expense of buying a dress. And one wonders, I look at it, obviously, from a male point of view, what it cost me to buy a new pair of pants, let's say, or a shirt or a jacket.
Try being in the wedding, because my cousin is getting married.
Yeah.
And she's doing a destination wedding, I think I've told you guys, in Maui.
Right.
So now not only do I pay for the trip to Maui, but I'm the maid of honor, so then I have to pay for a dress.
Yeah.
And then
it's an honor
I've had to already do, which I did, you know, in April, I did the bachelorette party, and now I've got the shower coming up in July. And it's like, I mean, my God, you go broke. But I did find, you know, speaking of online resources, because she's got bridesmaids that she didn't want them to have to spend a lot of money, and they're all over the place. It's not like we could all get together and go shopping one day. Mm-hmm. And there's a website, I think you said Azizi, A-Z-A-Z-I-E, and I found it where it's basically you have the bride pick the colors. She could pick the design of the dress, but she's just said, pick whatever dress you want in this color family. She just said, I don't want one shoulders, and I want you all in long dresses. And what's great about this company is, so instead of ordering one size and just hoping for the best, you can actually order sample dresses. They'll send them to you. I have three in my house right now that I just tried on yesterday, so you can get the right sizing down. And then you send them back, and it's $30 to try on three dresses, have them, and then send them back to the company. So
it's great.
Yeah. Right.
I know weddings here in the city, a lot of girls are using Rent the Runway for their bridesmaids' dresses.
Right, right.
Because they have everything in all the sizes. It's
the
great.
Creative approach, you see, that sort of thing is still alive and well in America, thank heavens. 19 past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true. For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer tastes, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Music time on Good Day, 23 after the hour. And this portion of every hour, there's a focus on music, much variety as we can find. And we're better to look for variety than carpool karaoke. Some of the Broadway music that's finding its way to carpool karaoke this week from Les Mis, for example. And right, here's me.
You're not a destiny. It's never ending road to Calvary.
Yes.
These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time one day.
I did not live until today.
Who's been to see Les Mis?
I live when we
raising
are
hands.
Parted.
Raising hands, yes.
Beautiful music.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away.
How are they doing this thing? Carpool karaoke, though. Getting everybody in the car?
Yep.
Really?
It was Audra McDonald and Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family. That's the two of them.
All right. What do you have from Rent? Carrie, you got a... We got some music from Rent and Carpool.
So
I'm impressed with how Corden is familiar with all this music and sings right along with it. Well.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's good?
He's like a human jukebox.
Yeah. Yeah. The variety of carpool karaoke on the CBS Late Show, or the Late Late Show, I guess it is, with Corden. He's going to move up fast, I predict, and he deserves to. All right, well, no, here's somebody who's not going to move up any faster, any longer. Prince passing away. Today would have been his 58th birthday. So BET has announced a Prince celebration, which will feature Sheila E. among other performers. I think she's very cool. I like Sheila E. She's the drummer, too, isn't she?
Yeah.
This drummer, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so let's see. Sheila E. will be involved. Janelle Monáe will be. What do you tell us a little about Janelle Will you please?
Janelle Monáe was kind of a Prince protege. She's really fabulous, and she when I saw him at the Garden a few years ago, she was one of his opening acts, and she's incredible. She's got a great voice, really cool look. She's just really talented.
Also appearing on the Prince Celebration will be D'Angelo. Don't know much about them either.
D'Angelo is a singer, an R&B singer, took a very long hiatus and then came back. And he was a personal friend.
Don't know much about them.
Well, I want to know more about him. That's why I'm bringing this to the surface.
He was known for a very sultry voice. And the interesting thing, everyone who's been named for the BET Celebration of Prince were personal friends of his. So this should be a good one.
Good. That's good. There's something really in it then.
Yes. I mean, yeah, not like Madonna pretending to be his friend.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Also in Prince news, yesterday a judge in Minnesota approved a rather aggressive timeline for testing claims of the 785,000 people who claim to be heirs of Prince's estate. Claimants have until this Friday to file statements detailing their claim to have some kind of genetic relationship to Prince that would make them entitled to some of his dough. New claimants will get a week from filing their initial notices to file a 3-page questionnaire, which asks for details on parentage, along with supporting documents like claimant's birth and parents' marriage certificates, that kind of stuff. So far, the only ones that have proven to fit the test is his sister, Tika. Do I pronounce Tika? Tika? Tika.
I forget now. I think it's Tika.
Tika. Okay. Oh,
so hard to keep track of.
Some of the half-siblings. A Colorado prison inmate who said Prince was his father. So that kind of stuff. They're all going through the test, as it were. What a circus. Where are we? 28 after. This is a good day. Hello.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over 0.999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-460-9150. Again, 800-460-9150. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is today's, as opposed to yesterday's and tomorrow's, Doug Steffen Good Day program with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and I got a note from Kara's mom.
What?
Whose name is Eleanor White. She listens to our program in Ontario, Canada. And she said, dear
mom,
Doug,
got it going.
Your mom's in Ontario?
It's interesting that my mom has a completely different name for me and lives in a completely different country. All right.
I'm looking at what the lady said. I love your program, but, is always when the sentence starts out, I love your program, but we don't hear from Kara enough.
Aww.
Thanks, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Kara.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Go, Kara. Go, Kara.
Thanks, Eleanor.
All right, so you know what?
Thank you note.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Everybody's going to be quiet. We're going to listen to Kara for a minute. Go ahead, Kara.
Yep. Talk. Go ahead.
Yep.
What, anybody got a song I can sing? I'll sing some Rent tunes.
Well, you can always talk about the weather, which is really creepy. The weather in Florida today, the southeast getting whacked, the northeast getting whacked. And with all this rain, it sort of is an interesting, almost a graph that you can create looking at how the weather has been the last 3 or 4 weeks around the country. It's been very hot where Jennifer is in Southern California, very hot in New Mexico and Arizona, record-breaking temperatures. And then when you move across into the plains of Texas, somehow or other, this has the heat and humidity has fostered all kinds of really violent storms and heavy rain that continues today in the form of a tropical depression going across Florida, up the coast. It's made its way, or at least the trail of it has made its way into New England. Yesterday, some rain, I think, in Washington, New York. Today, New England is scheduled to get southern New England, especially heavy downpours, lots of lightning and thunder for 3 or 4 hours later on this afternoon. Meanwhile, those of you who live in Iowa, apparently there is a drought underway. This is another one of those really weird circumstances. The drought monitor shows 11% of Iowa farmers already are experiencing abnormal dryness at the start of the season. That means the plants, the beans and the corn that are growing there, they don't get a good strong start. So they won't amount to, they won't be as full and as rich at the end of the season because they don't have enough water to start them off well. You do see more and more, but not in the eye. I've never seen them in the Midwest really. I see them, well, it's not really true. I've seen them in Ohio. Those huge crane-like devices that are spread out along the highway on open fields, and they water their irrigation equipment, that sometimes these things are 4, 5, 6, they're as long as a football field. And they go, they're on one wheel, and they pivot from a center post, and they just go around the field, and that's how the field gets watered. You've never seen any of those, you guys?
No.
Mm-hmm. There's no farmers in our midst.
Kara, have you seen those?
Yeah. Kara's now out because she's now celebrating.
I live in Ontario. Are there farmers there?
There are farmers in Maryland, not where you live, but there are farmers in Maryland.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen them. But, yeah, in the Silver Spring, D.C. area, there aren't that many.
No.
Or well, any farmers.
You go out a little bit, and it's more northeast and, well, not northeast, but from where you are. Northwest and west.
Yeah, probably. There's a lot of farms on the eastern coast when you go out towards like Ocean City. The entire way out there is farms.
Yeah, very cool. Anyway, I'm just sort of highlighting the weather because it already is this season. We're not even really in the summer season and had some really strange weather and probably will continue to do so. So how will that affect the food supply? How are we dealing with all of the food and the food news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I find that as I look at some of the things that are going that are trending in the food news department, this is something that I guess I'm happy, I was going to say glad, to see that there will be no GMO salmon. They're pretty much getting into everything else. The genetically modified salmon was approved by the FDA last year, but most of the retailers, most of the food stores say, no, we're not going to sell this junk because most Americans say they wouldn't eat it in the first place.
Exactly.
79 grocery retailers, more than 11,000 stores, have said they will not sell GMO salmon. Albertsons, Vaughn's, Safeway, Costco, Kroger, Target, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, and then there are the restaurant chains that specialize in seafood, Red Lobster, which I would have expected would have because it's cheaper.
Totally, yeah.
Legal seafood, no, they wouldn't. Their slogan at Legal is, if it's not fresh, it's not legal. Walmart and Publix have not said publicly what they will do. I'm guessing Walmart will. Publix probably won't. Walmart, they don't care what they sell. Just, you know, they can find a market for anything there. But if you look at the science, and that's kind of what we're talking about here, hopefully that's what we're looking at.
Frankenfish.
Yeah, that's what it
totally,
is.
Totally, yeah.
And a lot of public health risks involved.
Environmental risks, too. I mean, and the farm salmon
cross,
in general.
The cross-breeding into, because a lot of these fish get out of their farm if they're, you know, if they're in public water supply, not open water supply, lakes or in the ocean, they get out. And then they mix with the real stuff, and then you have this, like, hello, what a hodgepodge mess you've got. It's really, it's a serious problem. I think it
what's
is.
What's the desire to even genetically modify salmon?
Cheap.
And faster, too, probably, right?
Right, grow very fast, just like a chicken, same thing. It just, it's the same thing.
I have to tell you guys, put down those Cheerios, but this past weekend, or Friday, I had to do, for my local radio show in Southern California, I had to do a remote broadcast from a shooting and hunting fair. I know, don't be jealous. But it was actually in a place that didn't have any hunting stuff. It was mostly just shooting and sports fair, that kind of stuff. But driving there, I passed a slaughterhouse that had cows with their necks like attached to the fence, and they're just being force fed all of this hay or straw or whatever the heck they're eating.
Wow.
They can't move. They're just eating. And then there's this brand new beautiful housing development across the street. And I thought, how depressing to buy a house and to look out and see these cows tied to a post just getting fattened up as quickly as possible. How do you live there?
These are
nice, new, beautiful houses.
This is a feedlot operation. The cows aren't really tied. They're in stanchions and headlocks so that they
will... Yeah, that's what it was.
Milking operation, the cows come into the barn, they eat while they're being milked, and they have to be tied in. But that's not the same as a feeding operation where they're just in, they aren't really locked in. The stanchions allow one cow at a time to put its head through the stanchion so that they can get at the feed that's on the other side.
But that is the fattening up process.
But they weren't moving, is what I'm getting at. There was no grazing. It was just...
No, it's a feedlot. It's a feedlot. They don't graze. It's a feedlot. Mm-hmm. And that's what I object. That's what I keep talking about all the time. The piles of manure everywhere in a dairy farm, you can't get decent milk or product out of a place like that. It's just junk. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. And that's where we're going to go. You pass that Trans-Pacific Partnership package, the end of the American family farmer as we know it, and you're going to get junk that comes from places like that, and that's it. You'll have no choice in your food anymore. This is one of the most outrageous things. That those of you who think that Obama's the greatest thing since sliced bread, he's selling your food choices down the river. And this whole thing, both Democrats and Republicans are guilty of this. I had gave a speech the other night at a political rally, and I was talking about this, and I said that under the circumstances, they're all as dirty as could be, and they loved it when I said we should require them to be like the NASCAR drivers and wear on their outfits the people who have bought and paid for them. The people in the audience thought that was wonderful. So, and that's kind of what you need. We're 60 seconds away from a discussion of fossil fuel and divestments and what it may be costing your university. A couple of examples of that, too. So, the economic force that is forcing fossil fuels not to be used may not be as smart as you think it is. That's a discussion up next here on Good Day.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
45 past the hour on Good Day. So we've talked already this week about energy. We're talking about nuclear energy, and I thought we ought to exercise our interest and look at the other side of the issue, because a lot of people try to what's the best way? They demonize plants that use fossil fuels, and it may just be as simple as the fuel that you use in your car. And as a result of that, there are a lot of people, because of the bastardizing of this, who may be on the board of trustees at a university, and they've said, let's divest ourselves of all of the companies that use fossil fuels. Well, there's a study that's been done. Todd Kendall is here, an economist and vice president with the Compass Lexicon. This study involves just that. Is that true, Todd? At Very Focus.
That's absolutely right, Doug. Good to be on with you this morning.
So what do we need to know about this? There's kind of a mania attached to getting rid of fossil fuels. I don't think fossil fuels in the long run are probably going to be the answer, but in the short run, if you run away from these things and you've got money invested in various funds, endowments at colleges have lots of these in their portfolio, do they not, a lot of these stocks?
They do. It's very commonly held. That's right.
All right. So what do we need to know about this? What happens to the value of stocks, not only in college, in the endowment funds, but let's say our own 401k or anything that's a general investment tool?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, obviously, people have a lot of strong opinions about what to do about global climate change issues, but we looked at this question of whether you can solve those problems by selling certain stocks from your investment portfolio or from a university's endowment, as you said. And what we found is that this approach really has no benefits in terms of influencing companies to be greener, but it does have real costs. Anybody who has a investment account knows that there are all kinds of fees and commissions involved in selling and buying stocks, and we found that those fees really add up over time. Over a 20-year period, a university endowment can lose up to 12% of the value of their portfolio from divesting. And so that can even easily be millions or even billions of dollars for some of these very large endowments. And that's money that could have gone to student scholarships, research, technology, all the good things that universities do. So those costs are real.
So is the suggestion not to do it or to do it in an organized fashion, or is it unnecessary from your point of view? The study done by the University of Washington called Frictional Costs of Fossil Fuel Divestment. You took a number of colleges, Williams College, a good example, in Massachusetts, Middlebury College in Vermont, trying to get away from because they think it's politically correct. This is sort of a politically correct move, is it not? Not a good economic move, but politically correct. I think that's what the basis for these movements at the moment, don't you think?
Yeah, that's probably right. Many universities have looked at this question of divestment, and as I said, a lot of people on colleges and university campuses feel very strongly about fossil fuels and want to do something about the problem, which is totally understandable. But when they actually look into this question of divestment, they find these costs that we found in the study, and ultimately most of them choose not to do it. You mentioned Williams College, for instance. In choosing not to divest, Williams said that it would cost them initially, just right off the bat, $75 million to implement this divestment. So those costs are real and they're large.
And I think, again, to bring it back home, the average investor who may have some of these stocks, if you go just to pull the plug, and I think this goes for any stock, it doesn't just mean fossil fuel stocks, anything you want to get out of quickly is usually not a smart move. So maybe a word to the wise here, but especially as it applies to fossil fuel investments and divestments. Todd, thank you for helping us understand that. Todd Kendall on the Good Day program at 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour on Good Day.
I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too.
injured. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Transformers. Apparently, Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, has some news about Anthony Hopkins joining a... Is this a reboot, as you like to call it, of Transformers?
No, actually, it's part five of the franchise. Anthony Hopkins has joined the cast of Transformers 5, which is subtitled The Last Night. Mark Wahlberg's going to return. He was in part four, along with director Michael Bay, who's directed all five of these films. I try to put out some feelers why Anthony Hopkins is joining the cast. Well, I got two reactions back. One, Anthony Hopkins got to eat. And two, the mortgage payment's due on the first of the month.
When's the last time Anthony Hopkins starred in a movie?
That's a good question. I mean, he's done a lot of supporting stuff, but the interesting thing about
it's been a while, right?
The mindset of a lot of these actors. I mean, I love Anthony Hopkins, but in a recent interview, he actually said he made a mistake doing the two Silence of the Lambs sequels, but yet has no problem doing Transformers 5. I mean, listen, clearly, he's going to get a nice paycheck, and that's why, it's like anybody else. Yes, it's a job and a nice paycheck, so, why not?
Yeah, well,
but it is without a doubt the most critic-proof franchise in the business right now. These movies do not get good reviews at all, but yet fans flock to them, and they all make well over $1 billion worldwide each installment.
They're horrible, too. My God.
I like the
I love the first one.
I like the first, and it makes me miss Shia LaBeouf, which is not easy to say.
Make note of that, Chucker. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, whenever I want adventure, I look forward to Chuck visiting with us, so we're going to have some more movie news in just a matter of moments. This is Good Day at 55 past the hour.
It's time to gear up for a great season of fun ways to stay active and get healthy. Certified personal trainer and fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has some tips to help make this our fittest summer yet.
My number one tip, stretch, stretch, stretch. Then do core exercises like planks and crunches to improve balance. Finally, if it's been a while, get a new pair of athletic shoes.
1 in 3 people have digestive issues, even on healthy diets. Any advice?
New Me and My Digest Results and Gluten Assist have fast-acting all-natural enzymes that help to break down food when you take them before each meal. Get them at Walmart.
And for aches and pains from workouts and daily activities?
Arnicare Gel works on muscle pain, stiffness, swelling from injuries, and bruising. The non-greasy gel is made from a natural active ingredient, the mountain daisy, and it's unscented.
What about signs of sun damage or aging?
The new Halo Laser Treatment improves skin texture, reduces the appearance of pore size, brown spots, and sun damage. It's extremely comfortable with minimal downtime.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
All right, back to Chuck Curry, our movie man. Chucker has movie news for us. Then I'm going to see if I get into this survey that's been done about how to force lower prices at the theaters. First, though, Chucker, what do you have for movie news?
This is a bizarre movie story, Doug. In an interview done, I believe, last week, producer Brian Grazer says that he's ready to do a remake of his 1984 hit film Splash, which I find I don't get. When you're remaking Tom Hanks movies, there's either two things. You're either getting pretty old or you're just insane. So,
really nice, Chuck.
I don't get that idea flying at all, but we'll see how that goes. And for fans of Independence Day, when Independence Day 2 Resurgence opens on Thursday, June 23rd at night, the studio is going to do a double bill playing the original Independence Day before that in many multiplexes around the country. I'm actually looking forward to Part 2, even though my gut feeling it's not going to be anywhere near as good as the original film. But the original film, released in 97, easily one of the best popcorn experiences I've ever had in a movie theater.
This looks just like a lot of the usual CGI.
Well, it's missing one thing, and which is very important.
Will Smith.
When you watch it, it's missing Will Smith, and you could feel that in the trailers. It really is missing his star power and charisma.
Here's a concept for you: boycotting movie theaters in order to force them to lower their prices. What if it was guaranteed that after boycotting the movie theater for a couple of years, all movie prices would be cut in half? Good idea.
They are really high. They are really high.
Really high.
If you're a family of three or four or five, it's a very expensive experience now going on a Friday or Saturday night. No
Chuck Curry on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.